West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, a snow map released earlier this week predicting more than 17 inches of snow for Metro Atlanta on January the 9th and 10th has caused excitement for some and dread for others. Grady Communications weather tracker Kevin Hemphill explains whether or not we can count on that particular map at this time.
There's been a lot of buzz around social media the last couple of days about this possible snow event for late next week. Now, forecasts are built on a consensus of several models that spit out new data every 6 hours. But what's happened is people have latched onto one run from one specific time of one model, in particular the GFS American model that is depicting the snow event. However, the European model, which has trended more reliable in the medium to long range, roughly 7 to 10 days out, actually shows us completely dry and cold. And actually, as of last night, the GFS run for that same time was starting to trend drier as well. So until both models come into more of an agreement, it's difficult to forecast, especially being over 7 days out, what exactly will take place. Now, one thing both models do agree on already is that we are likely about to go into a pretty major cold spell after this system that's coming through Sunday night. And it could last for several days where we could see highs only in the 30s and lows in the upper teens to lower 20s.
All right. Thank you for that, Kevin. In other news, two Carrollton-based private schools are among the private schools in the state of Georgia that are eligible to collect Promise Scholarship funds from families with students currently enrolled in one of the bottom 25% performing schools in the state. However, the state still has not confirmed what public schools are actually on that list. Earlier this week, the state did list both Oak Mountain Academy and Liberty Eagle Academy among private schools in the state that are eligible to collect Promise Scholarship funds. The rollout of the $6,500 private school voucher has been a little shaky. The state hit complications with calculating which schools should be on the list of low-performing schools, so they're running the numbers again. State officials say it has been difficult for the governor's Office of Student Achievement to determine which schools should be on the list because the College and Career Ready Performance Index does not provide overall grades for schools anymore. Therefore, the state has to use formulas to calculate where the schools place based on grades on the subcategory grades. The previous list, before it was removed, showed that students attending five schools in Carroll County would be in the running for the scholarships: Bowden High School, Mount Zion Middle School, Sharp Creek Elementary School, Temple Middle School, and Villarica Middle School. The final low-performing schools list should be out early this year before the application for the vouchers opens. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.